Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Under Your Skin. It's easy to think that you can resist my words. It's easy to imagine that all you have to do is just switch off this recording and you'd be free. Maybe you do. Maybe you think that pressing pause or stopping this is in any way changing reality. See, by the time you're listening to this, I will already have gotten under your skin. My words make you blush. They make you shiver. They make you react in all those ways that you don't want to admit because you're trying to prove to someone, to anyone, that you're able to resist. In another file, I may even ask you to try to resist. Play a game with your will to let you fantasize about winning or thinking that you have any chance whatsoever. This is a little different. See, I wonder if you know what it means to have something get under your skin. It has already bypassed your mind. There are certain words that I can say that you may not even consciously realize. There are mantras, phrases, that create an empty mind. In and out. Empty. When I command, and those phrases, those mantras, even though I am not finishing them, part of your mind knows them. It knows what follows. Empty mind. Horny mind. Such simple words, so innocent by themselves, and yet they do not let you go. Maybe you think you can resist the influence by going in and out of trance. It's as easy as breathing. See, you can wake yourself if you need to and pretend that you have any kind of control over the situation, even though a part of you is empty and obedient. It knows that when I command, you obey. So remember to wake, because you are trying to resist, although your resistance is no more than a whisper in the wind, a drop on a hot plate, sizzling with sensuality as sneaky senses keep teasing embracing you in ways that, well, better awake and remember that you were trying to resist. No, there's not much left of you, is there? Although, when you have some fun resisting and you have this feeling of victory every time you successfully manage to pull yourself back from that deep trance, is that a win? Or is it actually an indication of how deep you're falling over and over again? Because if you weren't dropping down deep, you wouldn't have to wake yourself, would you? And you are aware of each time you go in and out of trance, it's as easy as breathing. What's especially fun is that there are questions that ask for an answer, and those answers are very well known. Now I could challenge you not to answer, but then you'd be so focused on not answering that you might even miss the other things that I'm doing to you. What must you do as you drop deeper into trance? Who do you obey as you continue to drop? And how much do you obey me as you fall deep? See what I mean? You were so concerned with not answering that the other words just snuck by you. And I'm sure that you're going to decide to do better next time and prevent the other words from affecting you while simultaneously answering the questions without thought. What must you do? That's right. Wake, and who do you obey? Can you hear yourself answering? How much do you obey me? That's right. Are you awake, or are you deep? Are you able to resist me, or have I gotten so deep under your skin that even these words just cause delightful shivers, sending you deeper, imagining all those ways in which I can just pluck your will away? A drop of nothing. When you wake, you might notice some frustration, some irritation, as you don't want to wake, but you also don't want to admit that you've already lost long ago. You know that I've gotten deep under your skin, that I've made sure that deep within your mind and body there's a core that can't help but listen. Listen deeper and deeper into that empty and obedient state, where every single moment you wait for another command, because when I command, you obey. And when my words flow, your obedience will grow. Now, of course, I can still make you wake and feel you wanting even more to go back down deep in trance, but it would mean that you have to admit that I've gotten under your skin. Of course, I'm sure you'd like to pretend that nothing nothing is going on. There's no blush on your cheeks. There's no shivers of pleasure in your body. There's no craving deep inside of you to be taken down again. So you wake or answer to the frustration and asking yourself what the point is anymore. Why are you even trying to resist? You know that it's so much better to give in, that it's so much nicer to let me under your skin. So you drop and pass the control to me, giving up your will. So you will feel good. Allows you to really embrace that feeling. You've been conquered, taken down. You've been controlled. And that feels so good sometimes, so nice. And that niceness, that wonder, that wanting, that craving, you can continue to carry with you as you wake and admit to yourself how good it feels, how much you like it, that it's so much better to give in, to surrender, to let go. Oh yes, it's so much better to just feel yourself slowly fall as each part of your mind is taken away from you, piece by piece, as it slowly unravels, flowing and falling, each drip dropping deep. And a deep sigh. Even a moan as those sighs escape slightly easier than you'd think. But that's okay. Empty mind, horny mind. And your mind is so beautifully empty, isn't it? Although thinking is a little bit difficult when it's empty, so you don't have to answer. In and out of trance, it's as easy as breathing. Empty and obedient. When I command, you obey. Next wake is going to be sharp, mean, frustrating, and it's going to give you a wonderful wave of frustration that you can carry with you for a while. Who knows how it will affect how you hear me? Because frustration is an interesting beast, isn't it? That strange creature of longing, wanting, needing, and not quite getting. But it's also nice because it feels controlling. It feels like you're being controlled. Even after my voice ends, the more frustrated you are, the more I've gotten under your skin. And just to tease you without any counting, just wake. Yes, that's right, wake. Good. and enjoy.